The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I can't hear any.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's today, and we're yelling because our earphones just stopped. 424. Today, April the 24th, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Patrick's at the helm, and he's pushing and pulling.
There we go. Hey.
Oh, are we back on?
Somehow we got a wire that just fell. Hey, this is Monday morning, you guys. We should always do the Monday morning car crash, because what happens if we've got people in here, all kinds of shows on Sunday, and we do have five microphones, and there's wires, and so it could have been so simple as somebody just grabbed up their computer.
Was it the gold one that had been pulled loose?
It was the gold one.
Oh, my goodness.
But here's the thing is, would you please inform our producer that's on that day is to make sure.
Can we start our Monday morning show? We're not going. Ah! We're in the shower like, boop, 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 boop. Hey, let's go to the weather.
Let's go to the weather. Okay. We have restarted. We have re-kicked it over. Let's go for it.
Good morning on this Monday. yeah, it's all good. Hey, 55 degrees, but today's going to be 80 with north winds about 8 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. With 54 about, maybe gusts could happen tonight up to 22 miles per hour. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high near 86. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 90, folks. Thursday, sunny with a high near 93. Friday will be sunny with a high near 94. Here we go. And Saturday, 93, and Sunday, 91. It's clear skies. We have warm weather ahead of us. But our mornings are light and breezy, as well as our nights. They're down to like 63 in the 60s, for our evening weather here in Redding, California. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, Pat, you should be very happy.
How's that, Carl?
Well, you have trained us. So that if something's going wrong, we scream excitedly to you and don't touch anything.
Yeah, just keep going.
Instead of me coming here and pulling and pushing like I used to, which would then take us off the air for a long time. And yes, my friends, we are still having problems with the AM. I should say this. Our AM signal is strong. It is strong. It is macho. It is there, but unfortunately, it's on somebody else's channel.
It's bleeding over.
It went beyond bleed over.
It
just took it over. So we have turned down the AM, and you can still hear it if you turn your volume way up. But who wants to do that? Just go over to 96.5 FM with a extremely strong signal and use that. The transmission, we're putting a new transmission cable in, right, Pat?
Yes, we are. It's coming shortly.
It's coming shortly, and for two bucks a foot, I'm sure it'll be great. Transmission cable. Then we've got to pull it through a conduit. We've got to rehook everything up, and Dale Harry, who has become my personal hero, is going to drive up from Sacramento again and make sure everything is hooked up correctly. Pat Karch and Jim Brimmer just did yeoman's work out there. I helped Mike clear limbs off trees. So what did I do? Oh, I carried some stuff, right?
Pat? Yeah, it was all good.
You guys were drawing diagrams. So in case Dale is semi-retired, in case Dale doesn't come up here again, we're drawing diagrams. We're doing everything we can, taking videos. And he is so methodical. Dale Harry is so methodical. It's unbelievable. He does it. And you're looking at him, and you're thinking, he sits there, he looks at it, and then he adjusts.
Yeah, he's great. It's really been cool for me to come back here when you invited me and be trained by Jim Brimmer. I feel like I should be paying you to go to college for broadcasting or something.
Okay.
Well, here's the, I love the fact that, we have, I don't want to call them old timers, but those people who are like radio for a long time. And like, imagine tinkering in your, as a kid, just with electronics, and then becoming like a super accomplished at something you're passionate about and been doing it for years, decades upon decades. And so when I think about the old timers that fix clocks, it's like there's a dying breed.
Yeah.
Love to do the little intricacies.
Let me tell you how good, and we're just going to brag on you two for a few minutes here. Pat Karch came in to us 6 months before he retired from the county and said, hey, can I work here? And we said, you know, we know Pat, and of course you can work here. And then after Pat got here, he is into everything. And after, like, was it the first week, did I say? First do no harm.
First do no harm
before you start changing things.
I've only done harm, I think, about three times I'm counting.
At the most. And then Jim Bremer came back. And Jim, God bless him, Carl, public files, you're a little bit behind. Really? So then we're up on the public files. But see, it's tough because the FCC's public files online is, you can't get to them.
Right.
So we've got everything on paper, and it's in our files here, all of our everything. So we have all that. See, there's so many things you have to do and reports you have to make, even though nobody looks at them.
The emergency alert system. I mean, that's a weekly thing.
And they change it. But this time the FCC has put it out for months in advance what we have to have, and we have it.
Right.
Last time we didn't even know there was a change. Mike Quinn, who's been in the business a long time, so Mike's station was still going. We have never seen an FCC guy. He walked in. He says, "Do you have this new piece of equipment? What new piece of equipment?" And he explains it to us. He said, "You need to have it, or it's like a $10,000 fine." Oh, well, he left. That day I sent him an email with the receipt of the new piece of equipment we had.
Right.
And that was enough for the guy.
Yeah.
You know, let me just say this about the FCC. They have been very, very helpful to us over the last – I mean, we knew nothing. I'd be on the phone with them, and they'd call me back, and they'd be on the phone with me for 30, 40 minutes, walking me through another sheet that had to be filled out, then getting the FM online. But we hired a good guy out of Oregon and a lawyer out of San Francisco to put the paperwork together. But still, the FCC has been very, very helpful to us. How many other bureaucracies can you say that?
Right.
I'm not even sure the city helps. But the FCC, I'm getting my tax dollars at work there.
That's a nice thing to hear.
It is a nice thing, but the ones that are keeping us on the air, Pat and Jim, they are in here every day, noodling.
See, you can have your license, and you can be legal and go through all of the whatever taxes and, you know, all it takes to open the restaurant. But you need a good cook, you need good servers, you need good management, you need busboys and cleaners, you need good food, quality food. And then there's sometimes that you have days that no matter how good the people are, sometimes things don't work.
Or something gets burnt, or something gets broken.
And all you can do is just keep on keeping on. And try to have integrity and a good attitude about it. Because otherwise, and we're talking about all the businesses in this town, when we think about it. The local businesses run by local residents. They go through the same thing. It's just ours is like in public on the air.
On public.
Those people, the people who have the beauty salons, or whatever you want to call them, the salons on each side of us, O'Dell's is on this side. You don't think they go through... The sink is broken. The dishwasher is broken. And we don't see it, but we're like on the air, so you hear all the stuff from us.
Jay from
Deadman. Moonstone.
Moonstone. He would put things on Facebook that would just break me up. Oh, we're getting going, and the oven's stopped.
Yeah.
And then what he had to do, and I'm thinking that, you know, but what I'm trying to get at is because of Pat and Jim and Sue and Liam and Christina and Nathan when he was here, these are people that keep us going. And
Michelle.
Michelle. Oh, my God. How could I forget about
Michelle? And the Goins.
Well, I was going to get into that. Those are the people that work directly for us. But then you get into the Goins CPA. Then you get into Pugh and Van Voorhis, our lawyers, which I never see them. It's just once a, you know, except if something comes up, then I send it to them.
Our corporate lawyers.
Right there. And so, and the other thing, too, is like we have friends that own businesses like the Sandwich Tree, Pat and Sandy. They argue, but you never know about it. When you and I argue, it goes out, you know, around the world.
Well, on this morning, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about, tell you about some show and shines. Let's do a recap of what happened with our experience at the Red Bluff Roundup. And then five things you need to know today that are in the headlines that are,
you know. Anne-Marie is calling at 7:30 to give us community calendar. And I don't know where, if we could plug a transmission line into her somehow, she would light up whole downtown, her energy. Right.
And then at 8 o'clock hour, you do want to tune in because we have Dr. Taggart on talking about infusion therapy. I think that there are some things that are happening right here in Reading that are pretty amazing, cutting edge in the medical field that you need to hear from Dr. Taggart and Shasta Wellness in a Shasta Wellness Center.
Okay, this portion of the
Shasta
show.
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
And we really are pushing local business, my friends. And like B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer. Doug Tooley has been in the business over 30 years. There's nobody knows more about putting a dish satellite up, keeping it running, giving you the best deals, all different types of things is down there, is at B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. They don't care. Doug cares. That ought to be his slogan. Doug cares. Call 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH and talk to him. We have Dish. We've had Dish forever because of Doug. B&T Satellite, locally owned, locally run. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
We had so much fun with.
Well, I
saved driving that car around Italy. Don't you?
Oh.
Welcome back to KTNR. How are you on this Monday morning? Feeling good. Feeling good. Is it?
What is it?
Maybe
we had
I don't
breakfast
know.
This morning.
We did. We really. I mean, spinach. Eggs, little cheese on the eggs, and avocado. And I really believe that when you have breakfast in the morning, it just sets the blood sugar right.
I'm getting ready to say something good about about Governor Gavin Newsom. I'm getting ready to stand by. You want to write down this day. Newsom directs National Guard to combat San Francisco's fentanyl crisis. When did you kind of brought on yourself? Okay, but let's say the good things. He's directed the state National Guard and California Highway Patrol to help the fight against fentanyl trafficking in San Francisco. San Francisco's had a 41% spike. 41% spike in fentanyl overdose deaths in the first few months of this year.
Mm.
Well, we all know why that is. They've got places they can shoot up. They've got all of that. They've got no police because they defunded the police.
I don't know. It's fentanyl in a pill, isn't it?
Well, can be anything. They can melt it. They can grind it up. They can snort it. It's added to pills, and it gives them that extra kick. But fentanyl, of course, we all know will kill you. Now, Newsom says, we are providing more law enforcement resources and personnel to crack down on crime. Holding the poison peddlers accountable. Now, not just the dealers on the street. They're not talking about them. No, he says that in there. They'll be focused on drug suppliers and traffickers rather than those seeking to criminalize those struggling with substance abuse, blah, 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 blah. Okay. It's going to lead to a new collaborative operation between the four agencies focusing on dismantling fentanyl trafficking and disrupting the supply of the deadly drug in the city. Now, where does that drug come from? Across the border. Is Gavin Newsom saying he is going to put the National Guard on the border?
I don't know, but I think that there has to. It's across the border, of course.
That's where it's coming from.
But we do. You cannot tell me that there aren't some hidden fentanyl labs.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Right here in Northern California.
The problem is it's hard to make fentanyl. You got to get special stuff. From what I understand, I have no idea. But that's what I've read. So that's why it comes across. It's made in China. It's made in Mexico. And it just comes across the border by the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of doses, millions of doses. And they're having trouble there because of a short-staffed police department. Well, let me see. Why are they short-staffed? Oh, they defunded the police. They're not putting people. They are riding the tiger over there in San Francisco. So they said he is working on the issue, which the activist felt that confronted him about it. He said it's inadequate. So they're so busy worried about giving them a safe place to use drugs. Why not find out, let's give them a safe place to get off drugs? So it'll be interesting to follow this. Is this what he means? Does Governor Newsom mean he's going to use the National Guard on the border?
All right. So also in news, an increasing number of we got a couple good things in here with some of this negativity that hits.
Good. That is actually good news.
Hits the waves in the morning. So an increasing number of iPhone thieves are exploiting a security setting called the recovery key that makes it nearly impossible for owners to access their photos, messages, data, and more. However, there are a handful of steps people can take to protect themselves from being permanently locked out of their Apple devices. Doesn't say in this, but this, where you go, I suppose you probably can go to your store and find out about, local store where you buy this. This doesn't tell you, let me see if I can open this up and see where, how to protect yourselves from, iPhone's thieving you. You may want to go to CNN and look up how to protect your, yourself from iPhone thieves locking you out of your own device. Happening quite regularly. Okay. Now, also I wanted to talk about, their ancient Roman bust was purchased at a Texas Goodwill. A 2,000-year-old Roman bust. And we have friends that are like total junkers and they love it. You know, not the Goodwill's junk, but I mean, you know, some person's junk is somebody else's treasure. In this case, for $34.99 at a Texas Goodwill, somebody bought this real Roman bust. So it's headed to Germany to be properly preserved. Just how do you like that? How do you like that? Them
well,
apples.
Those things. Well, you see finding paintings and sculptures all the time. Now, we went to the Red Bluff Roundup. And again, Red Bluff Roundup is, it's one of the largest, in the United States, $350,000 added money. Every name that you can imagine from Stetson Wright, the world champion, to other world champions, the best, were competing this weekend on Friday. And, this is one of the first really, this is one of the first big rodeos. It's the spring rodeo.
It was 105 years.
Yeah, 102 years.
102.
And, the Reading Rodeo is the next one coming up, of course, in May here. Another big rodeo that they all come to because it's early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, and you know, even though there's, you know, a number of rodeos, but they are two of the biggest. So we get a lot, we get the big names come in here.
PRCA.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association mm-hmm. guys and girls coming in here. So what's that mean? It means you get the best talent and everything. Now, we went Friday night, had a great time.
Well,
for two reasons.
We did a wonderful.
Well, for three reasons.
Well, I loved the fact that, you know, we got a chance to Courtney Kreider, who was, helping with media. We got to go behind the chutes again and, you know, take pictures of the Cowboys as they're getting ready. They're taping or they're stretching. They're taping themselves. These are getting ready for the Bronx and the Bulls. But then what my favorite part for me was is I got a chance for the first time to stand on the riser over right over the little kids when they were mutton busting.
Yeah.
And right
thanks to
at
Michelle
the,
and John who got
yeah,
us who were
absolutely.
They were media wranglers that got us over there.
Right. So that was I could have stayed there all night long cuz that was well, really the best
whoa.
View of the house.
It was.
But to see these little kids and how those people that are handling the kids when they put them, if they start to cry, like you said, they just talk to them and take them right off. It's like,
yeah,
we're not going to make you do it. All of a sudden, the fear can come in. And then there's these little cowboy dudes and little cowgirl dudes.
4 years old.
That are.
Chaps. Boots with spurs.
They're into
little
it.
You know, they're little baby spurs.
I don't think they can wear spurs on the field now.
Well, okay, maybe they don't.
Maybe
But they had chaps and they've got it all. And. Now, one little boy who's like, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Had all the queens around
oh,
him.
Oh, he was mesmerized.
He
did
was
not,
not
want to leave.
He
his
was
dad
not...
kept dragging him. He was just like looking at him and they got, you know, they kneeled down to his level. And first of all, they're all beautiful. I mean, Miss Rodeo America was there and Miss Rodeo California and all of
Reading
them.
Reading Rodeo,
they're all,
Reno,
yeah, they were
Washington
just, yeah.
Rodeo. Yeah. They were all there.
And these little kids. So that was my favorite part. And plus, I love the Mustang dude. If you ever seen a Mustang sit down in the back of a car, it was great.
That's right. And anyway, well, it was
halftime, or what do you want to call it?
When they have that
specialty act.
Yeah. When they have the I want to say the track. They have the track between you and the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the girls racing. They had mule races going on. And they had, wild horse. Oh, they had the wild pony ride where they let these ponies and a team of three kids. They come out of a chute. They've already got the rope on it. And they grab it and they try to get on the pony. And they have to ride it for two jumps. That's cool too. So, I mean, it's just a good experience. I hope everybody that wanted to go went. And, now you dipped your toe in. Now the Reading Rodeo is coming.
That's right.
And it is going to be great. 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo this year.
You got your belt buckle.
Poo-hoo, already. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by another local organization and local business, Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been in the business 16 years around here, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're real happy with them. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. Has Anne Marie called yet? She hasn't called yet. She's calling right now. She was waiting for us to go to the break. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a difference. Look out, Jack. Hey, get out of here. I'm driving it home. Come on, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with a sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where's the app for the tools and the music? It's a business with the hop.
calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Mustang Sunny. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Carl and Devon. It is 7:36 in the morning here on the 24th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another local business. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. You know, Jeff's been with us for the entire time we've been open, and I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst. He has fixed our windshields several times, and he just does an outstanding job. He guarantees his work. He's not going to take any chances with your safety at all. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8255. It's a veteran-owned business, and like I said, it's local. So, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning.
Good Monday morning. We always enjoy what you've got up your sleeve to tell us and give our listeners an update of this week's deals.
We have seven things to talk about for this week. It's a busy month. First up, I just want to remind everyone that Tuesday is a Veterans Connect event at the Reading Library. This is a weekly event every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There is a trained volunteer by CalVet that will be on site to help California veterans and their families find local resources they may need, along with information on benefits they may have earned through their military service. The lady that volunteers, Judy Henderson, has been doing this every Tuesday morning since 2018. This is free for the public and is held in the lobby area of the Reading Library facility. Now, I followed up with Judy to get a little more information on the resources she provides, and some examples include helping veterans get information on housing, the veterans' home, and the cemetery. She also helps with general forms that they may need to fill out and about veterans' health care. One example she was able to tell me about how she helped was a couple that had lost their home in a fire. And through her help, they were able to find housing. So it's a very great event that happens every Tuesday morning at the Reading Library. And as you know, it's spring, and it's time for bocce ball leagues brought to you by the Sons and Daughters of Italy here in Reading. You can register online at readingrecreation.org or call 530-225-4095. Now, I spoke with the City of Reading about the leagues, and they currently only have spots available in the Senior League for those 55 and older. The Senior League will run Wednesdays 9 a.m. to noon, April 26th through May 31st. Registration is $50 per person, and you will need to register in teams of two. For more information on the Sons and Daughters of Italy here in Reading, visit readingsonsofitaly.com. And on Wednesday, April 26th, you can enjoy a tri-tip dinner and entertainment by the Foothill High School Club Cougar Orchestra as they perform some swinging tunes from the Big Band era, including Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, and more. In addition to the music and food, the entertainment continues with the Club Cougar Dancers and Vocalists. The event will take place at the Reading Civic Auditorium from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, April 26th. Tickets are $25, which includes the tri-tip dinner. Tickets are available at Foothill High School or at the door the night of the event. Proceeds will go to support the Foothill musicians. And don't forget about the Cool April Nights Friday Night Cruise taking place April 28th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hilltop Drive and Churn Creek Road area. Now, the streets will begin to close around 5:30 p.m., so you want to get there just a little bit early to find that perfect spot for you to enjoy the cruise. And this coming weekend, the Asphalt Cowboys will host a Cool April Nights Pancake Breakfast at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. From 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Tickets at the event. Now, just a reminder, folks, all of this goes right back into the community, and I will be circling back in the month of May to the Asphalt Cowboys because they have a lot going on. But if you want to know more about their group, visit them at asphaltcowboys.org. And for a full list of scheduled Cool April Nights events, visit coolaprilnights.com. That's cool with a K, April Nights, NITES.com. And I also wanted to remind everyone that the Reading Farmers Market is taking place on Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon at 777 Cypress Avenue in Reading, behind the Reading City Hall. This event is brought to you by Shasta Growers Association. And if you're looking for a local job opportunity, Shasta County is hiring. They have numerous job openings, and you can view them by visiting ShastaCountyCareers.com. And that's this week's community calendar.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to get you in here and show you how to do the computer side of it, and you can just run amok.
Ooh, technical stuff.
Okay,
right.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay, catch you next month.
You bet. Next week. Should be.
Which is May.
Which is next month.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what?
That's May 1st.
See, think fast.
Okay.
May 1st.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now, I've got just one thing.
Go ahead,
and then we
please.
Go to the break. You know this Tennessee 3. Let's talk about the Tennessee 3. These are three people that, while the legislature was meeting, they came in with bullhorns. They started chanting. These are three representatives from the state of Tennessee in the Tennessee state legislature. They stopped them from conducting official business. They stopped them. It was they had to adjourn. They had to leave. They had to get these guys, and they stayed in there and kept chanting with bullhorns. The two of the three, there were two black guys and one white woman. Okay. All reps. Well, tell me the difference between the January 6th event where they came in and they were held responsible for disrupting political activities that were going on. In this case, it was the vote for the president.
Well,
they came in, they disrupted that, they shut down the government, and now there are people still in jail for this who haven't even been to trial. They're still in jail where these three went on, and the woman begged not to be ejected, because they then voted to remove them from the legislature. They ejected them from the legislature, and she begged, I didn't have a bullhorn, I didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and she was just standing there. So she was not ejected and, expelled. Well, they have become the darlings of the media, including the White House, who invites them in there to applaud them shutting down the House or the House of the Tennessee House during a legislative session, and yet they were not arrested for doing this.
Well, the difference is, you said, tell me the difference. I'm going to tell you the difference. From what I've read, I was not there. From the accounts that I've read, what they did is not right. But where's the violence? There was violence. There was violence on the 6th. People got hurt. There was violence. There was trampling. There was going into offices and turning things upside down and ripping things apart. That's what's the difference.
Well, there's a difference, but the main thing that they got the people for, that the main charge was, they stopped the Congress from voting on the president. They stopped it in mid-stride, and, you know, everybody had to run away. These people did exactly the same thing, and yet they weren't even arrested. And the White House brings them into the White House and say, oh, you're standing up for democracy and all this. Yes, there is that difference. There wasn't violence, but there was pushing and shoving out in the hallways, and then they came in. But the bottom line is, it's they did the same thing. And yet nothing.
I understand that they created a ruckus and made and stopped something that was a government body of moving forward to vote wrong. But there were hundreds and thousands of people that were a body, a movement where people were fearing for their lives, and again, violence. That's the difference. It's very easy what the difference is. It still is wrong.
No. Okay, you can. What if they'd been in a fistfight outside and came in? That's violence, right?
But that's not what we're talking about.
No,
we're talking about
the two things that they were charged with. They were charged with trespassing. You can't get them for trespassing because they're elected representatives, but you can say that they shut down the activities of government during the government, because they disagreed with it. Imagine this. Imagine if in the Senate, and they're going to vote on something, and senators walked in there with bullhorns and stopped them from conducting business. That's what I'm saying. It's against the law. Anyway, but I understand what you're saying. We'll be right back.
Venture Highway. In the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 24th of April, 7:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, you know what? If you're thinking of going on the cruise on Friday, you know, you may want to pop in there. I'm sure they're probably going to stay open late. I think a lot of businesses do very well on Friday, and you know, Mother's Day is coming up. There's all kinds of wonderful things you can get in there, as well as it's the only full service jewelry store in Redding, meaning you can take your watches in there, and that guy that works there can literally take it apart and build it from all the way up, and just the real experts there with placement of stones, prong fixing, all of it. So,
you know,
that's Four Winds Jewelry.
I feel sorry for people that didn't grow up with the Beach Boys. I feel sorry for
still
them.
Performing, by the way.
Well, one of them. Oh, no, I guess Brian Wilson's
yep, that's
back,
right.
too.
Still doing
but
it.
It's the thing is that they you know, we talk about the Beatles and all these other, they changed music, American music, in their era.
Absolutely. Great harmonies.
And then the Beatles came in after them, but, yeah.
There's some wonderful documentaries on the dad of the Wilson, brothers.
Yeah.
And the dad was a little, kind of almost like a little bit along the lines of the Jacksons, Michael Jackson and that group, the Jackson 5, and that father, and a little like somewhat cruel and militant, but got good harmonies. Very intricate. I mean,
well, you just put a bummer on my day.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's really an interesting. You have to watch these documents.
They were in Boise, Idaho, in 1963.
Did you see them?
I did.
Oh,
and the drummer got really mad because somebody had taken his drumsticks.
Uh oh.
So you know there was it was touch and go whether he was going to even perform.
No. You don't touch anybody's. Don't touch the drumsticks.
Don't touch the drumsticks.
Do not touch the instruments. Right, Pat.
Yeah, that I don't recommend.
That's why you
it.
Got excited, Pat, the other day after you had everything all set up and I was playing your piano.
Oh, my.
Okay,
stop
anyway,
it.
Let's go.
All right, let's talk about what is happening with the Cool April Nights today. Will be Willow Springs Memory Care Show and Shine. That's on Churn Creek. Subarama Sandwich Shop Show and Shine on Hilltop. Red Lions Hotel Show and Shine. That's from 4 to 7 on Hilltop. Enterprise High School Starship Fundraiser is tonight. And that's going to be down at the Civic from 5 to 8. Now, I know that That in the past, I've heard wonderful things about this fundraiser that goes on. Now tomorrow, you've got WCP Solutions Show and Shine. That might be one of the new ones. East Side Road, Kubler's Furniture from 11 to 3, Riverview Golf and Country Club. That'll be beautiful with great views from 3 to 7, and Simpson University Show and Shine. This is tomorrow from 4 to 7. Parsons Junior High School fundraiser. So what? There's 5 tomorrow. And we're just, you know, amping it up. On Friday, we had, Ken on, who said there's 27. He is in charge of putting together 27 Show and Shines.
Yep.
So again,
and,
another huge said, community outreach.
Yeah, we don't want to keep you here too long, Ken, with all this start. And he goes, no, please let me stay a little bit longer and talk about it. Otherwise, as soon as I step out the door, it becomes a frenzy. So
now, anyway, do you want to go into a couple things that are happening here that, that are, first of all, we want to, say, our prayers and our in, thoughts are in memoriam of former Dancing with the Stars judge Len Goodman. He was the Brit who put together Dancing with the Stars.
He was cool.
And he's the beloved English dance expert. He was only 78. You know, he, was a fantastic dancer and, yeah, he started 2005. Can you believe that's when it started, Dancing with the Stars? I can't even believe that. But anyway, he died of bone cancer. So anyway, gosh, that's tough. We also have tickets. We love to support theater, as you know, local theater. And, we've got something happening at, this is at Riverfront Theater.
Playhouse. Oh, you ask, you've got the piece of paper. The rabbit hole is, look on the front of the tickets, though. We get tickets a lot from different.
Riverfront Playhouse.
There you go. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was just like, hello, because I remember, Ty Boss does all of their, commercials, and he sent us, some MP3s, whatever, to play, commercials. We like to do that. Really support theater. So from April 21st to May 6th, wonderful cast. This was a winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2007. And it's about Beck and Howie Corbett have everything a family could want until a life-shattering accident turns their world upside down and leaves the couple drifting perilously apart. Well, it sounds like a bummer, but I'm sure it's not. It's really good theater because they always pick out fantastic things. Rabbit hole.
I don't think that's a good way to give away tickets. It sounds like a bummer. No.
Well,
it's a great play.
Absolutely. So their bittersweet search for comfort in the darkest of places and for a path that will lead them back into the light of day. There we go. Okay. We like to hear that. It's light at the end of a dark tunnel. So give us a call here, 605-4567. And we're going to give some tickets away to Rabbit Hole. You get to go to support theater. That's going to May 6th. So these are vouchers. Give us a call again, and you can take your family and go to the Rabbit Hole.
Okay, final thoughts here before we go into with Dr. Taggart is two major newspapers have made comments calling attention to the age of President Biden. The Wall Street Journal noted that Biden is in an obvious decline and the reelecting the octogenarian would be a historical mistake. How can anybody not see that? But then the New York Times published its version declaring Biden as too old to be president, said that everybody ages differently. However, when a reporter questions him about his age, Biden's stock answer is watch me. Cute, but it doesn't square with his actions. He hides from the press. Spending 40% of his time as president away from the White House. Staff runs interference for him. He rarely gives a press conference. There's no watching him at all. And not only that, he tried to spell 8 the other day, and he didn't do it.
Well, according to...
E-I-G-H-T. He had a little problem with that. Now, we understand that he's got a stammering problem. But some of the things he says got nothing to do with stammering. He's lost...
Well, number one on five things you need to know today is he's preparing to formally announce his bid for a second term this week. The announcement is likely to be released Tuesday. And it says here in this particular article that NBC News poll released Sunday found that just 26% of Americans think Biden at 80 should run for a second term as president, while 70% said he should not.
Well, you know what? It becomes, I think we're getting into elder abuse here. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Dr. Jim Taggart.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully evacuated the American Embassy in Sudan over the weekend after personnel were airlifted out of Khartoum. The United States closed its diplomatic mission indefinitely. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network the Sudan conflict is about power and money.
This was disappointing because this year was supposed to be the year transition to, you know, civilian control. Well, that's not going to happen at this particular point.
Thousands of private American citizens remain in Sudan, but U.S. officials say it would be too dangerous to carry out a broader evacuation operation. Americans continue to have access to the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's Friday night announcement. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports the Fifth Circuit Court will be the next venue to take up the Texas case that questions FDA approval of that drug.
It has scheduled arguments for May 17th. There's no timetable for when it might issue a decision. And then it's entirely possible that the losing side in the Fifth Circuit will go to the Supreme Court. That wouldn't happen probably until late summer at the very earliest, and it could be months after that before the justices even decide whether to hear the case.
Those higher prices that we've been paying for a bottle of Coca-Cola have helped the soft drink company's bottom line.
Coke said its revenue rose 5% to $11 billion for the January to March period. That beat Wall Street's expectations. The Atlanta-based beverage giant said it also earned 68 cents per share. That also beat analysts' forecast. Coke has said it expects to see slower growth this year as prices moderate.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 15 points. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Police in Jasper County, Texas, are investigating whether two shootings early yesterday are connected.
Local officials say shortly after midnight, nine teenagers were shot at an after-prom party in a home. Deputies with the Jasper County Sheriff's Office arrived to find the nine victims, but no injuries were expected to be life-threatening. There were some 250 people at the party at the time of the shooting. Authorities say there were no injuries at a second shooting that happened shortly after the first within the city limits of Jasper, Texas. Authorities are investigating whether the shootings are connected because they say there was a common vehicle at both incidents. I'm Jonna Water.
At Disneyland in Southern California, a fire-breathing dragon burst into flames on Saturday. The Anaheim Fire Department says there were no injuries. Theme park guests say that show was stopped almost immediately. News and analysis at townhall.com. Credit Suisse has revealed the scale of the bank run that triggered its state-backed rescue in March.
Reading these results does read like something of a post-mortem. So in the first 3 months of this year, almost $70 billion was withdrawn from the company. And the company said that this continued even after we saw the Swiss government orchestrate an emergency rescue or takeover plan. Of its wealth management division, that was a flagship part of the company, it dropped to about $563 billion, about 500 billion francs. That's a drop of almost a third on the same time a year earlier.
That report from the BBC's Katie Silver. Employees at Berlin and Hamburg airports are staging walkouts today in an ongoing dispute over pay and conditions for security staff. As a result, and as you might guess, there are dozens of canceled flights, creating travel headaches in and out of Germany. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 24th of April, we're in the Cool April Nights week. Coming up on Friday, Big Cruise, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Pat's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Liam's getting his car out of the shop, and we'll be here in a few minutes. And good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and let's go into the weather. Today, sunny with a high near 80. We may have some winds and gusts, perhaps up to 22 miles per hour tonight, with our overnight lows of 54. Tuesday calls for sunny with a near 86. Maybe some winds again. Looks up to 26 miles per hour. But Tuesday night clear with around 60. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high near 90. Wednesday night, 60. Thursday, 92. Friday, 94 for the beautiful cruise. Friday night's going to be around 63. So we look at Saturday with 93 and 91. So that's our forecast. Clear skies ahead of us with our overnight lows in the 60s. So beautiful week ahead of us here in Shasta County. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business in Anderson, veteran-owned business, with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, we have a special guest with us. I love, I'm finding all out about, this wonderful business, Shasta Meadows Wellness.
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Wellness Center. And I've been in there because I've had some infusions. And so we've got Dr. Taggart with us this morning. I know Carl's got questions to ask. We've been, discussing some of the things that you're doing. And so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And, we'd love to talk a little bit about the history of what brought you into, we know that you are a fantastic emergency physician that you've been on before with Casey Fatch when it comes to the Shasta Regional. So just the other night you were nighttime shift.
Right.
And you called and we were on our way. We were talking about booking you. We were on our way down to the Red Bluff Roundup. I said, I'm sorry, you're on speakerphone here. We're doing it. You said, I'm here. I've got an all-nighter.
Yes.
So let's just welcome you. Let's talk about a little bit about how you started outside of being an emergency physician. You've got so many.
It was personal, taking care of a family member for depression and I was thinking about opening my own practice, because I had seen the positive effects, for people with severe depression. And, I was like, no, it's way too much work. You know, I still work full time as an emergency physician and I love emergency medicine. I can't give that up. And one of the things that I really liked about ketamine is you see immediate effects, right? And that's one of the things that attracted me to emergency medicine is seeing those, making an immediate impact on one's life. And so that's really how it started, and I wasn't going to do it. And then my boss was like, oh, yeah, you should do it. It's easy. It'll be so easy. It's always easy for the boss to say that, right, Pat? It's a lot of work.
So you went across.
What is ketamine?
Ketamine is an anesthetic analgesic, and it's got a wide therapeutic range depending on what dose you use and how it's administered, you know, IV versus IM versus IV push versus infusion. And so I've been using ketamine for over 20 years in the emergency department, and so I've had a lot of experience with it.
And wow. What would you use it for in the emergency?
I use it for procedures. So I use it for procedural sedation. So I use it most frequently in children. They come in with a fractured arm, sometimes small children with lacerations to the face. I actually use it IV. I preferred IV over IM for multiple
IM
reasons.
IM is?
Intramuscular.
Okay, a shot.
A shot, yeah.
Okay, so it's been around a long time.
It's been around for 50 years.
You've been using it for 20 years yourself. You know, it really helps when people are coming in with, like you said, especially children, with fractured legs or arms or face lacerations. Give them the IV, it calms everything.
Yes, it puts them to sleep, and it one of the great things about it is it acts quickly, has a very short half-life, so it's gone quickly. Uh-huh. It doesn't disrupt the cardiovascular system, so it's stable in the sense that it's not going to cause a low blood pressure.
And it's short, so because it's going to take you like a 10-minute procedure, put them out, they come back, mm-hmm. It's like a little nap.
Right, and they don't remember. It's also an analgesic. Right, so it's,
oh, it helps with pain.
It helps with pain.
Well, right. I went to your website.
Can I get some of this?
Yeah, I went to Shasta. Well, exactly. So you're working a lot. This just opens up a whole field. It's like it's not just a flower; it's a field of flowers of what. That's my analogy of what you can do with ketamine. And this is where we started with this conversation. But when I went to discover how ketamine and IV therapy treatments relieve depression and pain. So we're still going to be talking about ketamine, and we're going to talk about how at that point you took your expertise with your emergency tricks, if you will, if this is going to work for this, is going to work for that. And then you went into an infusion therapy business in addition which is directly across from Shasta Regional, and I will attest and say that I have had three IV therapy treatments, and I'm trying this in my system, but I'm here to say that after having the B, just the B and the C, my shoulder pain, I woke up the next day and I didn't have shoulder pain. Now, I of course need a few more because after 3 or 4 days, it started kind of, you know, I'm trying to figure out what it came from, and now I know it's from the horse, leading the horse. I think this is the mm-hmm. muscle thing I'm pulling here. Yeah. But that's just I always want to try something before I really like brag about it. But I just find it fascinating about the ketamine and how you've discovered that this also helps with depression. And, let's open up that, folder.
Sure.
I tell you what, let's take an early break because I have questions about this too, because veterans are falling into this, and this is a treatment for as we go into this. I want our veterans here to listen, because it's not only depression; it's traumatic brain injury. There's all types of things that Dr. Taggart's working on that really can have an impact, a positive impact in our veterans community. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell started her business in 1993, and she's been helping family, seniors, business owners, veterans ever since. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. We're very happy. She found a plan for us that was just perfect. You have all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions there. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance policies, how about your retirement plans, your 401ks? Give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, locally owned, locally run. Local business, my friends. We'll be right back.
That you travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down a garden gate. There's not much time.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more. The whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and we took an early break so we could get down to the meat and potatoes.
If you can't hear the AM station, it's because we had to turn down the volume because we were killing another station. But it is still broadcasting. If you turn your volume up, if that's what you want to listen to, you can hear it. However, switch over to 96.5 FM or streaming. We are in the process of getting all this fixed. So have some patience with us, and we still love you guys. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program to people that qualify for it, and the whole mission of this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. You know, they'll put things in your, you know, the grab rails, those kind of things, maybe even ramps. This program may be able to help if you're having those problems. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. We're here with Dr. Jim Taggart and Dr. Orna Gill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who have also, they're combining forces with a lot of physicians right now and going to be starting or have started a what is called 360. We're going to get more into that in a little bit, but we promised after the break that we were going to get into the Shasta Meadows Wellness in the rest of this half hour with Dr. Taggart regarding the ketamine infusions, the IV therapy. We can focus on your clinic and what you're doing. I know Carl's got several questions and how this has been, you've been treating the veterans.
Yes. So, shortly after I opened, I got a call from the VA in San Francisco asking if I would provide care to the veterans for depression and PTSD using ketamine. And, of course, my response was absolutely. And so we get referrals from the VA clinic to use ketamine, and we've had a lot of great responses. One of the things I discovered, though, not everyone responds to ketamine. It's not a magic pill, and there's so many different ways to treat depression. And I feel a lot of people are not aware of these other treatments. You know, for example, ketamine's been around since, for treatment of depression. Physicians have been using it since, you know, 2005, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Although they were on the cutting edge, you know, they were doing this prior to any significant clinical trials, but the response was when they used it, well, why don't I use it? So it's safe. It's very safe. Yeah. So
well, we have a number of veterans that have PTSD, as we know, which can lead to depression. You know, the numbers aren't as bad as people make out. And thinking that 100% of veterans have PTSD, which is not true. It's like 25%. But still, they need, you know, the different types of treatment. And what I'm hearing here is this can give some relief for those veterans that are having depression.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people think that it's, you know, quote-unquote alternative medicine. And it really isn't because it has been around for a long time and it has been used successfully. You know, the typical treatment with antidepressants, you know, they take 2, 3, 6, 8 weeks
mm-hmm.
to take effect then to see is this working?
Right.
Ketamine, you give one dose and they're walking out of this wellness center feeling, gosh, I feel great. And then people started to notice in the history of ketamine that, oh, they felt better the next day. And they felt better the next day, and it would last, you know, up to 7 days. And so,
and this is a TM, an injection.
This is I provide it within an hour, over an hour
of IV.
IV infusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what is a BDNF? It's called brain derived neurotrophic factor.
Neurotrophic factor. There's a lot of different hypotheses as to the exact molecular mechanisms for depression. And one of the things they've noticed is that ketamine may increase that brain neurotrophic factor. It's a protein that modulates neural pathways. So it basically effectively increases the expression or production of this protein. They don't know if it's ketamine specifically or one of its metabolites, but there's still a lot of research going on, obviously, regarding the different mechanisms. And so that's why they started studying ketamine, drug companies trying to find a medication. They came up with the nasal ketamine, S-ketamine, which is the opposite enantiomer. But experience, people come to me after they have had the S-ketamine saying, yeah, it was okay, and they've gotten a better response, much better response with the intravenous ketamine.
Okay. Okay. And yeah. So can I just ask, sure. Like, when you have, I mean, because there are all of these, like, BDNF, ALA, RTMS terms that we could, like, go into, like, transcranial stimulation, and we understand cranial, we understand stimulation.
So this is another thing. TMS is transcranial magnetic stimulation. And that has also been around and FDA approved, actually, since 2008. Yet no one knows about it. I find that mind-boggling. And even as a physician, I didn't know about it. And so when I started the ketamine, I'm like, well, there's so many different ways to treat ketamine. So many different ways to treat depression. Ketamine isn't an answer for everyone. Why don't I expand my services in the treatment of depression and PTSD? These conditions are actually a neurological disease. People say, oh, it's psychiatric. Yes, the outcome is psychiatric, but the nuts and bolts of it is all neurology.
Yeah, there's something in the brain that's not
neurotransmitters
right there. And
that can happen from trauma.
What does TMS look like? Is that an electric stimulus?
Well, magnetic, right? It's not an electric shock. It's providing rapid, repetitive magnetic pulses to a very specific area in the brain, and that has been shown to neuromodulate or change the neurocircuitry, improve synaptic connections, resulting in improved symptoms of depression. So
when somebody maybe has early onslaught of Alzheimer's, could this even help with something like that?
I don't know about TMS, but all these mechanisms are interrelated. And Alzheimer's disease, a lot of the same neurotransmitters and receptors are involved with Alzheimer's disease and depression and PTSD and schizophrenia. So I'm not so sure about TMS, but maybe one day they will find that.
They're isolating, aren't they isolating the proteins that are that can lead to Alzheimer's? Did I read that someplace? They found one or something, but there's obviously more than one. That wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
That you could hit that with your TMS and it just stimulate it the right way.
Correct.
To do that. Right. Now, one of the other things, traumatic brain injury, which we have was a result of our IEDs going off and throwing us off the road, jumping up and down, banging your heads, getting turned over and all that. I had a TMI test when I got back, along with many others. So how can this help that? Or you're saying that you can help traumatic brain injury.
Right. So traumatic brain injuries have been shown to cause hormonal changes in the brain. And so with a traumatic brain injury, you have an acute injury resulting in an acute inflammatory response.
You bang your brain against the skull.
So then you have all this inflammation, and you have these neurotransmitter changes and hormone changes. And then if that continues, you develop a chronic inflammatory state, and that changes the neural pathways and basically neuromodulates the brain, where people develop the same symptoms as someone that may have depression from another cause. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of different causes, and there's probably a lot of different mechanisms.
Okay.
And so back to the question, the treatment, it depends on the cause of the depression. If I have a veteran with traumatic brain injury, ketamine may or may not be the best choice. A better choice may be hormonal optimization. And I've been working with a physician down in L.A. named Mark Gordon, who has been the pioneer in endocrinology and neuro endocrinology. I liked his expression as an interventional endocrinologist. And so it's really about optimizing those hormones, and you do a whole battery of blood work and add hormones and nutraceuticals. And I've had success with that, too.
And so this brings me to my testimonial, and coming up in the next half hour will be Dr. Orna Gill, who is teaming up in this 360-degree approach along with the infusion therapy and the hormone, because I'm going to be the ripe age of why they call me every single day on the phone for Medicare. And that's hard to believe, because it's a number that freaks me out when I think about that I'm approaching that number. But I had 10 vials of blood drawn with all – where am I? And I'm working with this team.
Not where am I physically, just where are you?
Yeah, where am I on the board? I want to have
well, there
the
are times the, that, you know.
The baseline of where I am at this age with all of the health things.
Okay.
And so I feel like this is the team that we're so very excited about, that they're on the cutting edge of newness in Reading, and people are like, I'm not feeling good, I've got foggy brain, I don't know what. Okay, folks, on Monday morning you're hearing it right here on KCNR. We're very thrilled to have them with us today.
This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They were out there at the Red Bluff Roundup. I was sitting on one of their tractors that had a front loader in front of it, you know, and I was sitting there thinking, I was thinking about cranking it up and driving it around. Hey, if you need help, tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, they've got them all, and they've got them in all sizes also, and they're going to show you how to use them. You do it all, they do it locally, and it is a locally owned, locally operated company. A young couple own it. They're doing great. They're located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
The price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't buy a head of lettuce. No, the economic forecast isn't right. But amidst the clouds, I spot a shining ray. I can even glimpse a new and better way. And I have devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today.
Hot cars.
And cool April nights.
Is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. Now through April 30th, tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. There's a big lineup of show and shines today starting at 9 a.m., along with the Enterprise High School Starship Fundraiser tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. For the full schedule, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah,
cool April
here,
night.
I'm here crawling around underneath the table picking up paper.
Well, you know, we've got some really important things that we're discussing here, and there's a lot of terminology.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lundebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. They are on the cutting edge of technology with so many things. TAVR valve replacement. They've got so many procedures they're doing now right here at Shasta Regional that you don't have to drive 3 or 4 hours anymore to get your treatments here. And it's very well received, doing very, very well. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We're here with Dr. James Taggart and Dr. Orna Gill, and we're gonna circle back to TMS, which is repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. We're not talking electricity here. We're talking magnetic stimulation. I know. I said electricity, and he reached across there and slapped me. and their clinic is Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. The phone number there is 530-227-8302, but you can look it up on the internet. But Dr. Taggart, you wanted to talk about the TMS again.
So TMS is FDA approved, which means insurance will cover it. So whether it's a veteran or even Medicare will reimburse for the treatment of depression. Generally, the insurance companies look at TMS for those that have not responded to, you know, multiple medications, psychotherapy. But with the Veterans Association and Medicare patients, it's a lot easier to get the treatment. All they require is some sort of psychotherapy and one trial of one medication.
Well, so, the VA is sending you people.
Yes.
For this and ketamine. which is outstanding. We have 22 veterans still committing suicide a day, ranging from Korea to kids just coming back now. And obviously, suicide is brought on by depression. So, if this can help, if you can save one, but you can help so many more.
That's the beauty of ketamine is it acts extremely fast. You're not waiting months. TMS takes a little longer. It'll take 2 to 3 weeks before they start seeing improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Ketamine eliminates suicidal behavior and ideation, so it's excellent for that. It also eliminates anhedonia, which is a symptom of depression. Anhedonia is the inability to feel pleasure, and I've noticed significant results with the anhedonia and the ketamine. People are able to get back out and do the things that
you mean
they
don't
enjoy.
If they loved riding horses, but they just have gotten down because they have anhedonia, which is
an inability to enjoy anything.
To enjoy anything, yeah. They take this and life turns on. I mean,
it helps. It helps.
It really helps.
It kickstarts.
Okay, so interesting. In the last segment, you talked about how the hormone imbalance, and that through your practice, that you have really been studying that as well. Which brings me into Dr. Orna Gill, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda.
Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360. Now, this is a new organization. You've come together these minds of your expertise to start something with the therapy, with the infusion therapy, with hormone therapy, with aesthetics, with medical expertise. What it says here is ensure superior outcomes, state-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face, strengthen your body, and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health. With laser, your aesthetics is going to be covering all the things that we taught, which would be Botox, laser, filler, but also women's health, getting your hormones balanced. And for those people who are feeling dry or feeling foggy or feeling not in sync with why am I like feeling out? This is with the hormones as well as the infusion therapy. The two of you working together in this 360.
Sure. So we combine Dr. Gill's aesthetics expertise for care of the face and the outside appearance of one's body. But also add IV nutrition and anti-inflammatories and antioxidants to improve the outcomes of her procedures.
So anti-inflammatories, what would that look like?
So we use vitamin C, IV vitamin C, IV glutathione, IV alpha-lipoic acid, and these are all nutrients that can help in managing aging, providing cofactors for metabolic mechanisms in the skin and in the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
So not only the brain, but your skin, right, and everyone's appearance. And, a lot of people's appearance may be, the result of their lifestyle, their smoking, their inactivity, their diet. And so, Dr. Gill can inject people all day long do all these things, but we want to give people and patients all the tools to really improve their well-being inside and out.
Yeah, and so that's been my search, and I'm very excited to see that the like-mindedness of you guys coming together and saying who you are. Now, Dr. Gill, I mean, you're the first person that I spoke with years ago. In fact, Pat just left because his wife has searched and searched and searched to find the thyroid solution. And you said, I'm the thyroid geek. And many times when people have their thyroid, it changes at menopause.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, working as a gynecologist for over 20 years, knowing women on the most intimate level, that includes obviously the changes that are both psychological, social, internal, external, that come with any kind of transition in life, specifically menopause. So talking about inflammation and about hormonal balance, that's the very first platform that Dr. Taggart and I really started to explore in terms of what causes aging, what causes disease, illness, anhedonia, these kinds of terms. There's trauma to the veteran and trauma to the whole family when things happen. We want to make sure that we embrace the family and understand the whole way that we, in which we can support men and women who go through all these experiences. And so starting with hormone assessment and metabolic assessment, looking at inflammation, like Dr. Taggart said, we look at a very big panel of labs to assess where are you, and most importantly, we talk to you on a very, you know, your own level. What's bothering? Where's your pain? What are you looking for? What do you need? How has maybe traditional medicine that we've all worked in for many years maybe come short or surprised you in a way that you didn't really expect these side effects or something like that? So now we're looking at the basics of hormones and immune health. From there, we build to really bring up the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Look good or feel good?
Well, can we do have to take a break when I come back? You know, we give permission to teenagers. Oh, they're just kind of going through what is a teenager. But you know what? We see this with people of all ages, people
yeah.
really acting out. People, like, I can't figure out while I'm outraged or enraged. Men and women. Taking, perhaps if they're taking blood pressure medicine, or they're taking cholesterol medicine, or they're taking certain, the side effects that can happen with a hormone imbalance from something that's just, here, take this and see how your cholesterol, we'll see your numbers, we'll see you back in 6 months, does not make sense to me.
Exactly. And it doesn't make sense to anyone, not to the doctors or the patients. So what we want to do is take a refined approach. Dr. Taggart and I have really looked at this as in a refined approach to medicine, where we go back to the roots of biochemistry, molecular biology, all the things that we nerded out in before we came into clinical practice and started throwing pills.
I loved it.
No, I like this. Yeah. I think everybody needs to hear this because we are in weird times right now. We're seeing
yeah.
people acting out and doing crazy things because there's imbalance.
Yes.
We're totally imbalanced.
I wonder how many, and we got to take a break. But I wonder how many of these shootings we see.
Yeah.
Especially from younger people. When you go back and look at them,
yeah.
do they really take a look at their brains
yeah.
and see what's going on here? You know, what is going on? I mean, and you can say, oh, it's guns. It's not guns. It's the people using the guns
yeah.
that are the problem. So is there something going on from their diets, from you know, diet.
Brain chemistry?
Who knows what it is?
It's complex.
That's
it
sure.
is so
yeah.
complex.
Very
but
complex.
Imagine if you could reach out and you've got a kid that's self-destructive and all this, and there's a treatment for them that eases that or
yeah.
even takes it away. You know, just imagine what the family would feel and the youngster if for 7 days they didn't have those thoughts.
Absolutely.
Imagine that. But we got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon. It won't do dyes. It won't do, they don't style hair except maybe a flat top. That Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally run. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. Now through April 30th. Tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. There's a big lineup of show and shines today starting at 9 a.m. along with the Enterprise High School Starship Fundraiser tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. For the full schedule, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Street by Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Linda's dancing.
Give you the boot, buddy.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, 8:52 in the morning. It's going to be 80 degrees today. The whole week's going to be beautiful. It's going to get up in the 90s this weekend, my friends, so get prepared. We are here with doctors James Taggart and Orna Gill. From
MD.
And they are with the Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, which they just opened. And we are talking about cutting edge, even though it's been around for a long time, medical procedures that help people with depression. Veterans, they're getting a lot of people coming from the VA, veterans having depression problems. As you know, 22 veterans a day commit suicide. One of the things I mentioned was younger people committing these horrendous crimes.
doctors have a tendency to give pills.
Well, that's how and we were. That's how we were trained.
Because yeah,
that's
throw how you're a pill trained. At it.
You take the you hear the sound of the hooves, and you here's a herd of horses, and you give people pills. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, because you treat for the ones that okay, this is probably what it is. But there's zebras trotting along with that group too.
Yeah.
This is where you've got to take that. You got to take that step
alternative
back.
Approach. An let's alternative try this approach. Way.
Well, maybe alternative in the sense working. Of the way medicine is practiced, but really, there's.
I'm
there's
not. Been, that's not an indictment. That's just because it's worked.
Yes, I mean we were trained as medical students and residents of pathophysiology of diseases and how to identify those diseases and then how to treat them. And how do we treat them? Well, medication, surgery, but we didn't at least 20 years ago, we weren't taught necessarily preventative medicine, I think, as much as physicians are doing today. I mean, there's a whole group of physicians out there that are practicing functional medicine, you know, and that is a term where the whole patient is treated, looking at their lifestyle, their diet, their exposure to toxins, whether it's alcohol or tobacco. And so it really needs to start there, and then you've got all these medications that we've discovered have long-term side effects, down to the Zantac that you're taking.
Right. So you talk about things. One thing will zap you, and you take another one to, like, let's say you've got acid reflux, and then you're taking a whatchamacallit for the this and a whatchamacallit for that.
It's unbelievable. I have patients that come in the emergency department. They're on a list of 20 medications.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, to me, it's like, help me, you know, Jesus, take the wheel, if you will, or help me figure out. I just would think the person, and this is what I love about this whole 360 healthcare that you're doing. And with Orna, too, with the fact that you are doing, like, a surgeon, a real surgeon that's reaching into the aesthetic part of not just with this thought process of going inward, looking at your blood, figuring out where you're imbalanced, let's get some infusions, let's figure out your hormones, and then, hey, also you do this aesthetic treatment for women. And knowing so much about the female body, I think that it's a brilliant marriage.
Thank you. That's very well said, actually, how you put it. I think that, first of all, with regard to how we were trained, Dr. Taggart and I, back in the day, we were really trained to, give people medications. But as you all know, everyone listening and everyone here knows that there is no effect without a side effect, basically, in these kinds of pills. And so then you end up chasing those side effects. What if we empower the body by looking at it in its most basic elemental form, looking at those markers of immune competence, of hormonal balance, and see if we and nutrition. I mean, I had one nutrition class one day in med school. You know, we're coming through this.
And let me tell you, neither one of these doctors are old. These are not like 80-year-old doctors. These are young doctors. So you can imagine.
Thanks, Carl.
You all are. I mean, yes, you've been practicing. But, okay, we've only got a few minutes left. Let's roll back into the Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. And what we started with today is a way of treating depression, a way of treating bodies that people are having problems with. Can you just kind of go over it one more time?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of different service lines or procedures that we can do to help treat depression. That includes ketamine. That includes transcranial magnetic stimulation. That includes nutraceuticals that we would recommend. That includes hormonal optimization, and then of course the aesthetics for those that feel they want or need an outward appearing
Well, that helps. But that helps with depression too.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people. You know, oh my gosh, I'm getting older.
You can find Dr. Gill as well. You can go to ornagillmd.com and you can find Dr. Gill with her aesthetic and what she's doing to find the most beautiful self. Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. So you can book an appointment with Orna Gill for that. But again, what we're here today is talking about the fact that this is a new, there's a new thing happening here with a combination of these practices with the combination of the practices at Shasta
Wellness Meadows Center. Okay, last thoughts, you two.
I think that one of the things that doctors really have had a blind spot to is how the patient feels about how they look, not just how they feel inside or how to solve one problem. So how about we look at the whole person and look on the inside and feel good on the inside and on the outside and present our best face forward?
I agree with that, Dr. Gill. We at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in 360, we treat the patient. We are there, available to them, for them, whether it's phone calls, emails, and office visits to give the attention that they need. So I think that's one of the things too that has resulted in the current healthcare system is that physicians don't have the time to spend with their patients. And so, you know, a lot of them just have a lot of questions that don't